You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bigel. On Wednesday, three opposition parties, as well as the Union étudiante du Québec and the Fédération étudiante collégiale du Québec, called on the province to pay public service interns. The National Assembly voted unanimously in favor of Pascal Bérubé's motion to pay public sector interns last March. But critics on youth and higher education from the Parti Québécois, Québec Solidaire, and Québec Liberals say student trainees are still in the dark on whether their internships will be paid.
Donc le gouvernement a dit oui à cette motion et nous attendions légitimement.
Bérubé, the Parti Québécois spokesperson on higher education, says the government said yes to this motion and we legitimately expected for the start of the school year an announcement, something new, a real recognition. That hasn't happened yet. When questioned, Bérubé said they were in favor of all internships being paid, though that falls outside the confines of his motion. He also said it was an equity issue.
La motion portait sur le secteur public, vous avez raison, parce que c'était davantage notre champ d'intervention, mais on comprend tout à fait et on est en faveur que chaque stage doit être rémunéré. Certains le sont présentement dans le privé, d'autres le sont pas du tout. C'est une question d'équité aussi.
Madoua Nika Kadé, the Liberal spokesperson for youth and employment, said that as the province experiences a labor shortage, paying interns for public sector work makes good business sense.
And it seems to us that there's something that doesn't make any sense, that we don't give a fair compensation to mostly these women, but young people. What we do when we don't compensate them, we push them away from these programs. We create a situation where the labor shortage is even more important in the public sector in particular, where the population needs services.
As of press time, no announcement from the provincial government has been made. I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.